Though the Lord appeared as a baby, but he had four arms. How was he adbhut? What was so wonderful about him? He was so wonderful that it cannot be described. First thing was,
आँखों में कोई गंदगी नहीं है, कोई गर्भ का जल नहीं है, कमल जैसे खिलता है वैसे बिल्कुल खिली हुई
कमल नयनम. His eyes were like freshly bloomed lotus petals. I've seen when a child is just born from his mother's womb, his eyes are closed and he is completely in ignorance. He doesn't know anything, where he is born and what country, whether it's January, February, whether it's weekend or weekdays or what day of the week, he doesn't know anything. After some time, they send him to school and he learns a little bit and then he says, I am God. What kind of God? When he is born, his eyes are full of waste products and pus. Some woman nurse, she picks him up and washes him. But when the Lord was born, his eyes were like freshly bloomed petals. And what was the second wonderful thing? Chaturbhujam. Most all children are born with two arms, but he had four arms. And what was more wonderful, he had the four weapons in his four hands. He had Shankha, Chakra, Gada and Padma. The womb, when he appeared, he had in his hands these weapons. This world would have come in carrying a lota in his hand. Did anybody bring a cup or a glass? Let me take this with me when I go to the world. I will drink water. I will have some enemies. Let me come with a gun, a pistol. The Lord, he appeared with chakra, with gada, club. These are wonderful things. By contemplating these words of the Bhagavatam, we can try to understand what is Krishna's janma karma chame divyam, his transcendental birth and appearance. Actually, his appearance and his activities are transcendental. Whoever came to the womb with his weapons, the womb will get cut and the intestines will cut and you'll be finished. The Lord appeared with the chakra in his hand. That also udaidam. Not that his arms are like all falling off and he doesn't have much strength because he's a new baby. Completely full of strength and swirling his weapons. The reason why he had in his hand three weapons, to make his parents fearless, that do not fear. They should be fearless. I am God. He has said that I had appeared in this form because if I had appeared in my human-like form, you would not have recognized me. You would have thought I was an ordinary child. Every word in his verse is adbhut description of the Lord. Wonderful description when he appeared. Try to compare this with any other person of this world and see, does anybody else ever take birth like this? Those fools that say, oh, Krishna was also a man. He was a little more strong and a little more this. And so you guys call him God. It is not like that because he has some more qualification than us that he is God. Before appearing also he was God. He was always God. In the womb also he was God. When he leaves, he will still be God. Not that here some people voted for him and called him Bhagwan. He made, as if he made some disciples and the disciples printed some pamphlets that my Guru Maharaj is God. Not like that. God is always God. Krishna is always God. An adbhut child. And Vasudev saw? He saw that. He said, Srivats Lakshmanam. On his chest, on the left side, is a, on his darkish complexion, is the mark of Srivats. And Gala Shobhi Kaustukam. On his, around his neck, he had Kaustubha jewel. And which store did he buy that from? The Srivatsa Lakshman, Lakshmam is the sign of Lakshmi ji. There is some golden kind of hairs on his chest. Anyone who comes in this world, does he wear any kind of jewelry? Comes like Naga Babaji. And he is just born and cannot even turn over or sit up. And later on it is designed and some jewelry is made for him. And also later on so many kinds of clothing is designed. For day it's different clothing, for sleeping it's different, for work it's different. But when he was born, he had no clothes on. When the Lord appeared, he appeared with all his clothing and his jewelry. Freshly ironed. He had appeared from the womb, but there were no creases in his clothes. Pitamba, Sandra Payodha Saubhagam. And his complexion was very clean and pure, fresh blackish cloud. The clouds actually in themselves, they are very pure and clean. Sometimes when we see from the airplane, we can see how clean the clouds are. In this way, the Lord's complexion and His body is so beautiful. His Maharha Vaidurya, he had kirit and kundal. He had his helmet and earrings were studded with Vaidurya gems. And all the jewelries on his toes, on his hands, on his ankles, which all very brilliantly shining. And his hair, and he has a fully grown hair, and it was scattered, beautiful, fully grown black hair, and he had a golden belt on his waist. He had worn this and he appeared. And with all this, he was shining and glittering. He also had armbands on his arms and bracelets on his wrists. And Vasudev, his father, saw this. And he at once understands that the Lord is appeared.